Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
This is catalog number 9922, catalog number 9922. You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
Thank you now for being so good and so kind. We thank you for being so merciful. Thank you for Jesus, who died that we may have a right to the tree of life. Thank you, Lord, for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Have your way. Don't let a soul leave here except it's been blessed, and the blessing you know it stands in the need of. I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say now. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. We're glad to see Sister Zanna. I didn't see you. May God bless you. One of my church members down in Bustow. Glad to have you. Glad to have all of you. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Psalms 29. Psalm 29 and 2. Psalm 29 and 2. Psalm 29 and 2. It said, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Don't waste your time in worship. Don't waste your time in worship. That's what God put on my heart. Amen. Going over into the new sanctuary, he told me to tell you, don't waste your time in worship. I know some of you especially visitors, you may not understand what's going on here. I got spiritual trash there. He told me to tell the members here to leave all their spiritual trash over here. Amen. Don't take it in the new sanctuary. We got to wash up. Amen. And I can see, I know you can too, that a lot of us are wasting our time in worship. Amen. If you got any kind of spirit discernment, or just read the Bible, you'll see that 80% of Christians are churchgoers wasting their time in worship. We're not giving God what due to Him. We're not. And I told y'all way back here a few Sundays, we on this Sunday about number 10. I told y'all that if we don't participate in this cleanup campaign, yes, sir. If you take it over yonder, say rest assured your sin gonna find you out. Your sin gonna find you out. I told y'all that I can't get too overexcited, and I believe some of y'all been taking advantage of me. I believe that. I believe you think I got my mind focused over there so much until I forgot about your soul. Some of y'all doing a lot of stuff, and I don't like. And it's bothering God, and it's bothering me. He told me to tell you, get your act straight. Don't take it over there. Put all your trash in there. We're going to pray over it and throw it over in the dump. We're going to take it over there. I know somebody went wrong now in these last days. You take pastors lightly. I know you're taking me. I know somebody taking me lightly. Take me lightly all you want. I'm doing what God told me to do. I'm not a phony. I'm not bragging. I can't do just what He said. Jesus is for real. The church is for real. The devil is for real. Sin is real. It's nothing to play with. And He told me to tell you to clean up. And so many folks wasting their time. 80%, I said, just 20% mean business. 20%. Look around you now and read the Bible. When you read the Bible and then compare what you see, just only 20% church goers really mean business. And God gonna always have him somebody to be real. Amen. And when you look around and see what's happening to the church, I told y'all we watching that weather, but you better watch the church. They're falling away from the faith. Amen. Falling away, ain't gonna induce sound doctrine, buying teacher to tickle your ear, and all that kind of joking, forbidding to get married. Watch the signs of the church. And see, don't you see, folks don't want to induce now sound doctrine. Sound doctrine is healthy doctrine. Something good for your soul. And what I see, I ain't got to go out there on the First Baptist, Second Baptist, or Pentecostal. I can go right here. And it doesn't come soon right here, but since it's on the radio, it's for everybody. And whoever come, it's for you. But I'm talking about New Bethlehem. You can't take that mess over there. Get your act straight before you go over there. God ain't going to lack it now. He don't lack it now. But he's so long-suffering. And I told y'all on last week, we get crossed up on the long-suffering and thank God he ain't going to remember what you done. We feel that God don't carry his word out like he says it. Because he long suffering. He just long suffering. He ain't forgot about what you're doing. No. Just long suffering. Getting you a chance. Just getting you a chance. Don't get crossed up. I told you I was going to tell us about how to confess sin. How to confess sin. I've been preaching 21 years. I find out folks hate that little old word, sin. Talk about love. Don't bar sin. Talk about peace. Don't bar sin. Talk about joy. Don't bother sin. Sin, what got this world in the shape it's in right now. And we don't want to talk about it. That's what got your house to up. That mean your wife don't live, your husband don't live. Amen, lights. If it was sin. Sin. And we don't talk about it. No, folks want to relax in it. Some preachers scared to talk about it, but you got to talk about it. Sin. God is a forgiving God. And today we want to deal with how to confess our sin and the importance of sin. The importance of confessing our sin. It's very, very important to confess your sin. I said very, very important. We need to see how important confessing sin is. We take it lightly. Take it lightly. It's very important to confess your sin. To please God, we must deal with our sin. I said to please God, you must deal with your sin. To please God, you must deal with your sin. You got to deal with it. I said to please God. The same for God to get glory, you got to deal with your sin. Hallelujah. I know I'm right, boy. When I got the law back, but you say amen if you want it. For God to be pleased with our preaching, we got to deal with our sin. That's right. That's right. For God to hear the deacon prayer, they got to deal with their sin. You got to deal with your sin, ushers. You got to deal with your sin, folks. To please God, I'm got to do something with my sin. Don't be deceived. You got to do something with your sin. You got to deal with them. You can put them in the background all you want. See, all the thing about sin, Brother Hambright, it go everywhere with you. It's laid down with you. Go to Detroit with you. Go to Holy Land with you. It wake up with you. It's always with you. And you got to deal with it. Don't ignore it. You got to deal with it. Stop running from your sin. Because he's right there with you. You got to deal with it. Bring it to Reverend Walker. It ain't going to do no good. I'm just going to pray with you and tell you, you better confess. Care to the priest. He can't help you. Look like they've been in the world long enough. Now I know it ain't right. That's right. I confess to the priest on forgiveness. Them lie. Can't but one somebody deal with your sin, and that's Jesus. Amen. You got to deal with them. And the only remedy, isn't that just good now? The only remedy for sin is to take them to God and confess them. I'm going to say that again. The only remedy for sin is to take them to God and confess them and then repent. That's the, I don't care what other way you come up with, it ain't going to work. Ignore it all you want, it's still there. It's right there. It ain't going nowhere. Get in your Mercedes-Benz. You still with you, see? In your Jaguar, your Chevrolet. You know you got a lot of these Broncos and bands now. You know it right there with you. Get a new one. It right there with you. See, you can't get rid of it. You got to get rid of it yourself. You got to care. See, and change, when you're talking about repent, that means I'm changing of heart. I'm changing. I don't want to do this no more. I'm making a change. But folks don't want no change. They love to live in their sin. I'm going to tell it again now. The only remedy for our sin is to take them to God and confess them and repent. Repent means to change. Listen at this now. At any time, we are real in our confession, we feel better. I said, anytime you real in your confession, I said, you feel better. I'm going to say it again. I said, anytime you are real in your confession, your sin, you feel better. You feel better. It's just like taking a bath, but just a spiritual bath. You know when you're sweaty and nasty, you go take a shower, don't you feel better? So the same thing about this spiritual bath. That's all it is, just spiritual soap. Boy, you smell better. Oh, let me say, you know, this is something that's come to me right now. You know, all of us got God and angels. Ain't that right? We supposed to know if they got God and angels. The angel following you, smelling you all day. You walk with somebody and smelling all day long, need a bath, ain't got no mom or whatever on their arm, or stinking. And your angel with you all day long. I read your angel said, God, she make me sick. I didn't. But he just got to do what the law said. Go on, hang out with her. Let's go on, hang out with her. You smell better. You smell better. You got to lay it aside. See, we wait on the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost gets ready, he don't told you what to do. You got to lay this stuff aside yourself. If you wait on the Holy Ghost, he'll go and kill you. But y'all thank God he don't work like that. You got to lay this stuff aside yourself. Get your Bibles. Turn to Hebrews 12. Pass that mic for me. Oh, you got one. Hebrews 12 and 1. You see, you got to get rid of it yourself. You got to do it. Your mama can't do it. Your daddy, your sister, your brother, your husband, wife. You got to do it yourself. You got to lay that stuff aside yourself. Oh. Read, brother.
Wherefore?
No, start off again. Pick it up. I picked the mic up one. They missed that therefore.
Wherefore?
Seeing.
We also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
Yeah.
Let us. Lay aside every weight.
Every weight.
And the sin. Which doth so easily beset us.
Uh-huh.
And let us run with patience.
Yeah.
The race that is set before us.
God Almighty.
Looking unto Jesus.
Listen to that.
The author and finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Endured the cross. Despising the shame. Okay. And is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
That's all right. Listen to that. Didn't this say lay aside every weight? And sin that so easy to beset us, lay it aside. The waste, the thing that you got a habit of doing wrong, that hinder your growth, that hinder your progress spiritually. Think about how much is going on in church. Now, sin and weight are a little different. Now, weight ain't necessary to be sin, but it's stopping you from growing. And Paul put it, he said you're in a race. Like running a race. He said do it with patience. You ain't got to get in front of nobody. Just do what he said and take your time. Wait on your calling and just keep on walking. Take it patiently. But weight is things that are holding you back. You don't see nobody running on race with no bro gangs on. You never see a man running a race with an overcoat on. He pull off more than he can. Why, he can run light. He don't want nothing to hold him down. And somebody got an overcoat in this race. You got to put it off. Spiritual overcoats got to come off. Some of you got fur around them. Spiritually, y'all see what I'm trying to get you to see though. You can't run with that mess on. He said, lay it aside. You're running a race. Oh, how much. Now watch your weight. Watch this weight here. Watch your weight. Sin. He said, weight and what? Sin. That's so easy to what? To assist. Now wait for an instant. You don't need a second job. You just covetousness and jealous of other folks. Well, this is never good now. God taking care of you. You can't come to church because of that. That's a weight. But not a sin, but it's a what? Weight. Then it said, lay the sin aside. Them sin that's stopping you. Them sin that tearing your house up. That's an overcoat sin. I know y'all don't let me get on that, but I'm gonna make you be so restless in here, it's pitiful. Or you just on your way to hell anyway. You ain't gonna rest in here with that mess. And don't care. Amen. That would bother me. Amen. God, sicker. That was making me sick. Amen. Going with other men, wives, and other folk. God, that's making me sick. That's an overcoat. You're tearing up other folk home. That's an overcoat. Leave that man and wife alone. Don't get your own woman. In church, I'm sick of it. Keep on, I'm gonna call some names right here. I mean just what I said. Keep on. I'm crazy enough to do it. I'm just giving you a chance. That's all I'm doing. Keep on doing it.
God, sick of this mess. Tearing up home, going and coming around here. You got to lay that mess aside. I'm not running for nothing. Y'all know that. You ain't got to vote for me. Hallelujah. Got to lay that stuff aside. That's overcoat sin. You're tearing up folks' home. You're tearing up you're separating your children. Don't even care, but nobody but you, you're feeling. You ought to get that book on, deny yourself. Self will mess you up. Self will make a fool out of his own self. Self has come from the devil, but not from the Lord. I know where to stay for a while. I ain't happy. Why you ain't happy? Just ain't happy. The man taking care of your lazy self, ain't he? He providing for you, ain't he? You got a good wife, ain't she? She cooking for y'all, Rick. The devil will mess your family up. The devil didn't put marriage together. That really tear him up. God the one put marriage together. And you let a devil come in your house and tear it up. Think you done doing right. God got his eyes on you. And what bothered me and walk proud in church? That's what bothered me. Walk in church like, God, ain't you glad I'm here? God said, get your stinking self out of here. That's what he about to tell you. God's sick of this junk. God ain't pleased with you. I'm letting you know right now, he ain't pleased with you. 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 You're making a crank out your own self. Be just proud in the mess. And don't want the preacher said nothing about it. Get yourself cleaned up before you go over yonder. Don't bring that junk over there. I'm giving you a chance. Bring it over and let me see something. I'm calling out names. I mean it. Go somewhere else. That's your bitch. Hit the road, Jack. I'm going to call your name here. Can it mess over you on the second Baptist, third Baptist, whatever Baptist, where you want to get it? Bring that. God's sick of this junk. God wants to clean up here. I'm doing what the Lord told me to do. He said, tell you to clean up. You got to lay it aside. I can't help myself. Y'all not got married then. God is calling for sanctification to all the saints at New Bethlehem Family. I said, no, I said, all what? Saints. If you're not a saint, he ain't talking to you. You got to be born again. But those who've been born again, he calling for sanctification to all saints at New Bethlehem. Sanctification means set apart, separated from the world. He calling for this for New Bethlehem Baptist Church. From the depth of my heart, he doing it. I can't bless you like I want to until you wash up. You can't do my greater work I got for you to do until you wash up. ain't working dirt. A lot of folks just wasting their time in worship, singing pretty songs, making folks shout, but the devil shouting, that's on somebody shout. And the angel said, Lord, that voice, I know it. Preaching the same way. Got folks shouting right here in the devil. I hope he hushes his mouth right quick. Think we pleasing God in our mess. No, God ain't pleased. So he calling for sanctification at New Bethlehem family. Listen at this. And all who does not participate in it, in this cleaning up campaign, rest assured your sin gonna find you out. And if it don't find you out, we'll understand who you are. Because it says saints. Because everybody in church ain't saved anyway. I don't care what church you go to. So we'll understand if you don't stop. John said, evidently they weren't of us. Because if it had been of us, they'd stay with us. So we'll see about your act. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Visitor, y'all, that first time you heard me preach? I just don't play, baby. I don't play here, sugar. I don't play preacher. God is for real. Listen to this. Listen. See, y'all, what y'all don't understand. I'm about to face a holy God one day. I say, a holy God. He holding me responsible for everybody come here. It's up to you to do what I say. I want to meet God in peace too. I ain't going to compromise your soul go to hell. I love your soul. If I didn't care nothing about you, I wouldn't say it, but I love your soul. Folks just playing church. God sick of this stuff. Some of y'all, I know you're taking advantage of me. That's all right. Listen to this now. Listen. This is very important right here. What I'm going to say now. I'm going to get with confessing sins now. Watch this now. Everybody listen. Open your eyes. God does not send people to hell because of sin. But he does send them to hell because they don't confess their sin. I'm going to say it again. God does not send folks to hell because of sin. But he does send them to hell because they don't what? Confess their sin. They will not repent. That's what Jesus come here for, because of sin. You can't do nothing with them. Now put them on me. But you got to confess them. You got to repent. The only solution and the remedy for sin is confessing them sin. And that's what we got to do. We got to confess our sin. And this is why so many real Christians waste their time in worship, because of unconfessed sin. Sin what separated us from God. I said because of unconfessed sin. We don't want to confess our sin. Well, if you don't confess your sin, that make you out of fellowship with God. Well, how can you worship God? You don't realize you can't worship God with unconfessed sins. That means that you're wasting your time in worship when you just can give them to Jesus Christ. Wonder why they don't, though, because they don't want to quit. You got to lay it aside yourself. And that's the reason folk will not confess their sin, because they don't want to give it up. Amen, lights. Don't want to give up. That's the reason you're scared to do it. You ain't tired of what you're doing yet. Don't let it catch your witcher down. Rest assured, your sin will what? God Almighty. Especially when you're called to be a Christian, see. That's right. Amen. A sinner. God, hey, God said, I can put up with a sinner who ain't trying to pretend. But when you call yourself a Christian and then want to be a sinner too, oh, I can't, that bothers me now. He said, that make me sick on the stomach. I throw up. I vomit you out of my mouth. That's what he said. So sin separate us. Listen at this. The reason, no, and many go on and confess, but they don't mean nothing they say. They just go through motion. They don't let folk fool them. God, go on and confess it. God will forgive you. Don't be playing with God like that here. Amen. If you don't mean business, God ain't hurt you yet. Folks just go on and confess, covered in the Bible. You got to mean business. If you don't mean business, God ain't forgive you for your sin. God ain't crazy. If you don't mean business, you confess all you want. Know what you plan on doing? Time to get up. You might as well not even get down there. God is a real God. God doesn't play with nobody. He have no respect to person. If he does, he a God that tell a lie. And I know God can't lie. Hallelujah. Listen at this. Boy, boy, boy. But one thing, folk do encourage me though. There's a lady called me what, last night or this morning? Oh, he know her. Said, Reverend, keep on preaching. Live somewhere old Birmingham. You know what I mean? Keep on preaching. Reverend, you have blessed my soul. See, some folk want the truth. Some folk want the truth. And you know I'm telling the truth. Oh, have mercy. Glory to God. Let us see what will happen to real Christian who have wasted their time in worship and then judgment day. Let's see what's going to happen. Let's see what's going to really happen. Here we wasting our time in worship. We think we're getting over, but it's going to catch up with you. If it don't catch up on this side, they're going to catch up on you on the other side. Well, I'm got away with, ain't nobody going to get away with nothing. Who you think you're dealing with? God. He knew you before you came out your mother's womb and knew your life before you got here and what it's going to be tomorrow. Nobody know that but God. So now we got to meet God one day. Well, I don't care. All right, I done told you then. It's coming up again. Oh, have mercy. First of all, turn to Romans. Romans 14, 10 through 12. My brothers and my sisters, did you not know that every one of us got to stand before God? Huh? It ain't going to be New Bethlehem. It's going to be you by yourself. It ain't going to be you and your mama, your sister, your husband. It's going to be you by yourself. If you don't want to go, the old folks said, don't hinder me. You got to stand by yourself before a living God. Your brother and your pal. You by yourself. You let folk mess you up. Listen at this. Now watch this. Why y'all find that? What I said? Roman what? Y'all find it. Watch this. Now watch this. When you find folks in this church and everywhere, when you find folks that call to be Christian, tell you live what you want, that's the devil talking to you. I don't care if they sing in the choir. I don't care if they're in the pulpit. I don't care if they're deacon. I don't care what they are. I say it's the devil talking to you. Go on, everything will be all right. That's the devil talking to you. And I know some of them told you that. Anybody done told you that? Raise your hand. I ain't going to bother anybody told you that. Oh, you scared? I ain't going to say that. I said if anybody told you. I ain't going to ask you who told me. I know you ain't going to tell them that. I know they done told you that. They done told you that. They done told you that. I know they done told you. That's the devil talking to you. Satan got disciples like Jesus got disciples. A real Christian ain't gonna tell you to do wrong. And no, he telling you to do wrong. Only thing at home just ain't showing. No devil. Or whatever about showing, but this ain't showing. Read that for me, brother. Romans 14, 10 through 12. Hallelujah. Listen at this.
But, why dost thou judge thy brother?
Yeah.
Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother?
That note means looking down on your brother. Come on.
For we shall all,
listen to this now,
stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
The judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Christ gonna be there. Lawyer May ain't gonna be on this one.
That's right. That's right.
Lawyer Griffin ain't gonna be on this one. Uh-huh. We got a member here, Lawyer. She's here, Griffin. We got another. But Killing ain't gonna be here. He gonna be on there. Lawyer Griffin, Killing ain't gonna be on this. Lawyer Daddy, you're tough lawyer. You know, you'll get them tough lawyers. You will, you okay. Get all the law you want. It's gonna be Jesus on this one. Lawyer Doolittle, he ain't gonna be there. Yep. Lawyer Hickadoo, he ain't gonna be there helping you now. Bring his whole team. It's gonna be Jesus sitting on the throne. And every one of us got to stand before God. One at a time. Read on, brother.
For it is written.
It's written.
As I live.
Listen at that.
Saith the Lord.
When God said, as he live, boy, he's for me. I swear.
That's right.
And he living, ain't he living?
That's right.
Listen, if he wasn't living, the sun wouldn't shine.
That's right. That's right.
If he wasn't living, we won't be here.
That's right.
As I live, saith the Lord. That means it's going to happen. I'm swearing it's going to happen. Guarantee it's going to happen. All of us got to stand by ourselves. Read on, brother.
Every knee,
listen to that,
shall bow to me.
Hallelujah.
And every tongue shall confess to God.
God Almighty.
So then, every one of us,
listen to that,
shall give account of himself to God.
Y'all see that? Read that again, but Griffin. Some of them will sleep. Read it again, but Griffin. Let me hear that. They got to hear that good. Say it again now, Griffin.
So then, every one of us.
Every one of us.
Shall give account of himself.
See that?
To God.
Not your club me. Not Alpha. And Omega. Not the Mason and the Eastern Star. He can hit the gallery all he want. He got to stand by himself. He got to stand by himself. Every one of us got to give an account.
Yes,
giving of what? Account.
Yeah.
What kind of account God give us? I made you.
Uh-huh.
You didn't make yourself. I made you. I didn't make you do what I do everything. I made you to worship me.
Yes,
now you got to give an account of it. Just like you supposed to have been working on your job. You went to the restaurant and stayed there and talking. You supposed to have missed 5-6 hours. And they caught you. Now you go to the big boss. You got to give in a what? Why are you? What happened? Why are you left job? We got to adopt you from there. Well, she said it was all right. That was a devil talking to you, mister. Like I'm trying to get you. I'm talking from the Bible. Don't let folks mess you up. You got to hear the Bible. You got to hear your pastor. You got to give an account of coming here. You got to give an account of how you live for Jesus. Now, y'all got that right. Now, go to 1 Corinthians 3. We just told you now, everybody got to stand before what? The judgment seat of what? Christ. Everybody got to stand before God. Don't be deceived. I'm dealing with Christian only now. These are Christians, him. He's talking about Christians. All us got to stand. We're going to stand before God even before the sinners going to stand. Peter said, God going to start at the house of prayer first. Judgment began at the house of God. Us first. Now watch what he's saying here now. You're real, you've been born again, but watch. You go to heaven, but watch what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Wasting your time and worship. What's going to really happen to us if we waste? I've been born again, I know it. I've been playing around. Ain't for real. Now watch what's going to happen. Read on. Now start. Well, I told you to start at 1 Corinthians 3, and then 11 verse, down through 15. Watch this now. Read it slow for me, Griffin.
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
All right. He's talking about the Bible now, the foundation that God laid. Right. Jesus is the foundation. And you can't put nothing else on there that's trying to make God to accept it. It's already what? It don't need no what? Help. Don't need no prop up. Don't need no other book to straighten it out. It's already what? Who is the foundation? Jesus. He don't need no help from nobody. All these little books coming in, what the book said, or what the book said.
That's right. Amen.
See, and that's what happens to us. We lay things on the foundation, that's think right. God going to accept it, but God don't approve of it.
That's right. Amen.
Like Mason Eastern Stars, God didn't think about that mess. He's trying to put it on the foundation. God said, get that junk out of here. And you're wasting your time with that. And a lot of more things you waste your time with. Kind of put on the, kind of make the church accept it. The church ain't going to accept that junk. The foundation already been laid. God didn't think about no mess like that. Read on, brother.
Now, if any man build upon this foundation,
God Almighty,
gold,
silver,
precious stones,
wood,
hay,
stubble. All right.
Every man's work shall be made manifest.
All right, hold right there. Now, what he's trying to say now, that gold, silver, and precious stone mean that you real in what you doing. God going to accept it. But wood, hay, and stubble, he going to burn it up. That means your work that you thought you were doing all right, he going to burn it up. You ain't getting no reward for it. That means I told you don't waste your time. Let me break it down. Read a little further. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Every man's work shall be made manifest.
See, every man what going to be made manifest. That means every man make what going to be made known. When you get up there, see, you think all that stuff you waste, God can bring it up to you. For instance, he's dealing with our attitude in church. He's dealing with our proudness. When you came here, you thought you would miss it and didn't praise me. You weren't even present in heaven. You ain't getting a reward for that. You gave a lot of money just to be seen. They made a monument down here, but God said, I ain't got no record of it up there. When you came here, you were mad with everybody. You just waste your time. I was present on that day. Or you were after the piano. Your work gonna be made manifested. That means I tell you, be for real. And I know you ain't paying no attention now. The first thing you all, I just want to get in the door. All right. Y'all notice when on class day at the high school, they give out awards. Now, you don't play around there and cut your class. Thought you were hitting on something, miss, you know, walk with your bishop behind you, and can't now time getting out of awards, you miss this and miss that, and cutting class and doing all that, wasn't getting your lesson and everything else. Now, everybody walking across there getting awards. Jane and Mary, come get this award. Michael Lewis, come get yours. Hey, you sound like a sick chicken now, see. You ain't getting nothing because you played around. Listen now, watch. Although you graduated, but you didn't get no what? Rewards, they gonna come for our work. That's really be for real. Don't put on, be yourself. I try to be nobody but Walker. Who can beat me being Walker?
Amen.
You got to be yourself. God made you in his own unique way. It ain't but one of you.
Amen.
I can't act like no need preacher. I'm got to act like Walker. God bless you when you be honest. So every time we come to church, it's on record. Every time we dig the ditch, you gotta ask for forgiveness for that. But I'm talking about some work that you think that was gonna be up yonder. Ain't no work. Read on.
For the day shall declare it.
God Almighty, the day of judgment. The day shall declare it. Come on.
Because it shall be revealed by fire.
Lord have mercy.
And the fire shall try every man's work.
Every man, look and see, for instance, you're going to try it. All that stuff we ever done going to be tried by fire. For instance, everything you done and I done since I've been born again. Listen, since you've been born again, God gonna get all of whatever you done, whatever you done, whatever I done, he gonna get all of it. All the things that you say you done for the Lord, he gonna carry it through the fire. Just put it in there. And he gonna separate and it go through. You're gonna find out that gonna stand and that didn't stand. It's gonna be tried by his fire. It ain't gonna be, well, she didn't love me. It ain't gonna be that, buddy. They treat me like that because I had a little money. Huh? Ain't gonna be nothing like that, buddy. You ain't gonna argue nowhere there. This genuine stuff, see, from heaven. Everything you ever done since you've been born again gonna come up again that deal with work with Christ. Your work. That means y'all work while you can. When night coming, no man can work. We put everything before God. God got something waiting on you if you just be faithful. Yes, sir. Everything you ever done coming back again. And just like a TV, you're going to see it coming up. You're going to see it coming back, coming back. Everything coming back. That you come just to coat. Ain't got God nowhere on your mind. But you've been born again. But you've been born again. But ain't think about God. All them days you came, you just waste your time. On your birthday, you never forget it. But I was at church on my birthday. I remember that well, Lord. But you were present there, but absent up here. Because you weren't there for the right reason. We come here to worship God. It's coming up again now. That's the Bible. Ignore me all you want. I done told you. And then the first thing, when you get up there, you're going to holler if God will lie us to say something. I know somebody's going to say, well, Lord, Reverend Walker didn't tell me. He's going to say, you're telling a lie. Reverend Walker sure told you. I was there when he told you. But I doubt we're going to say something. Because we'll tell a lot of minutes, some of us, you know. He ain't going to let you open your mouth. My mouth and nobody else's mouth. Just tell you and can't do nothing about it. It's coming up again. I done told you. Y'all want me to cover my mind here. And when mine got to come up too. All them time I done preach and jump around here. He said you just were compromising. All that good preaching mess, you were just compromising. You made me sick. Hey, no, I want to get my reward that comes to me, buddy.
That's right.
I want my reward. Y'all want your reward. Read on, brother. Hallelujah.
And the fire shall try every man's work.
God Almighty.
Of what sort it is.
What sort it is, real or false?
If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon,
yeah,
he shall receive a reward.
A reward. See that? A reward. Tell, look at the neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Amen.
I want my reward.
I want my
reward. Hallelujah. Read on.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
If any man's work shall be burned,
yeah,
he shall suffer loss.
God Almighty.
But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire.
You see that? Them real genuine born again folk. They waste a lot of time in worship. They'll go to heaven, but without awards. I don't really, no theologian hardly know what the awards are. But it's got to be very important. Because Jesus talked about the least in the kingdom and the great in the earth. So it must be some what, a comparison somewhere. You may be picking up paper around there. I don't know. Hey, it said great and great and least in the earth. But Lord, I want the president. Oh, no, but you're going to be the janitor here. You didn't get no award, buddy. But Lord, I preach. I want the pastor. I can't help that. What you were. You ain't going to be no pastor here. I want you to cut the grass. Award. I don't know what they're going to be, but they're going to be special work for us. That was real. Don't take it lightly. You got to die. And you feel like right now, well, I don't know what to help. The Bible gonna tell you what to help.
Amen.
Ignore it all you want. He don't know, but no, I don't. The Bible said it. I believe it. Don't let the devil deceive you. God ain't got his word in him for nothing. You got to believe the word of God.
That's
We thank God playing. God not playing. He doesn't play. So that's what we're going to think. The devil bring all that mess to our mind. When he brings to our mind, the devil talk to us on our job, in the beauty parlor, and all them places, wherever we go. All that mess, you think it ain't going to happen. He got it written right there. It's going to happen. Just be real. That's all you got to be real. Don't let folk lead you astray. Don't waste your time for nothing. You got to give an account of your time. God bought you in this world. You wasn't accidentally born. Mama and daddy slip up on this deal. You was already in the making of God. They'll tell you, you accidentally born with them lies. You can't be accidentally born. If you did, God know nothing about it. He brought you here. And you got to give an account for being here. Now, let me say this. Come on, we starting something new, eh? Boy, I see my time about to run out. Now. At this judgment, nothing but Christian. Y'all see, nothing but Christian. Right. See, you'll be saved from hell, but you'll miss awards. Them real, genuine, born-again folk. But they weren't genuine in their work. Now, it's going to be another judgment. Let me go and say, because I ain't got time to go in my other part. How to confess your sins. Yeah, Lord, I kept me so full off, and I got a long time to preach on anyway. But listen to this. It's going to be another judgment behind this one. That's going to be the judgment, the white seat judgment, the white throne judgment, where nothing but sinners got to stand before God. Ain't no sinners nowhere in this one. Nothing but bone again folk. Ain't no sinners nowhere. Ain't no hypocrites. Nothing but bone again folk. You got to give an account of your work. But now, after the rapture, after 7 years, and then 1,000 years, then the sinners got to come up. They face God at the great white throne. Nothing but sinners. Nothing but sinners. Ain't no Christian nowhere here. Nothing but sinners. Well, where the sinners at right now? That's a good question, isn't it? Folk that died without Christ now, where they at? In hell. Now, that's the place for them to go. That's just a place until I judge them. They haven't been judged yet. Ain't nobody been judged yet. See, we're going to be judged first after the rapture of the church. Now, after about 700 years, yeah, that's when the Son of Man got to get up out of hell and stand before God to give an account of his being here. The only release he's going to have ain't going to burn. He's burning right now. Them in hell right now. Judge will be a burning right now. Right. She's been there a long time. Right. Ahab, Pharaoh, they've been there a long time. That crowd been there a long time, boy. But they ain't going to burn up. Right. They burning, they hollering, they moaning right now in hell. That's the only place they got to go. Until judgment day. And then when they time to be judged, they got to get up out of here. The only release they're going to have is getting up facing God. Jesus is going to be on the throne just like he was just enough. They're going to come by. He's going to say, I'm not sending you to hell because of sin. I'm not sending you here because you killed 15 folks. I'm not sending you here because you sold drugs. I'm not sending you here because you killed your mama. You better kill your mama, though. But I'm going to talk. I'm not sending you here because of what you're doing. I'm sending you to hell because you turned down Jesus to be your Savior. I'm going to send you to the lake of fire because you turned down my only son. I sent him down there to keep you from coming here. You went to hell because you want to go to hell. I sent you a way out. You want to go to hell. But you thought the folk were fooling you, but them preachers told you the truth. Other folk told you, but you ignored them. I ain't got no choice. But oh, Lord, nothing. I ain't got no choice. You turned down salvation. You done it yourself. Now, you ain't no plan. So I'm gonna get hell. The devil already on the lake of fire. He already get hell. He ain't going through hell. See, devil ain't in hell, y'all. He going automatic to the lake of fire. Cause we already been judged. That's the reason he going on to the lake of fire. Cause the Bible in Revelation says they gonna send him to the lake of fire. I mean to the lake of fire already. Now what are you gonna do? He gonna get the lake of fire. I mean get hell, Lord. Get hell and then throw it over in the lake of fire. Think about a lake burning nothing but fire. There forever. Ain't no getting out. Ain't no party. Ain't no fanning. Ain't no I'll meet you on the corner next week. Ain't no Michael Jackson down there with it. Blue, 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 blue. Even the devil going to be hollering. Even the devil going to be hollering. That's his home. He built hell for the devil and his angel. But if you don't want to follow me, you got to go where the devil. Whoever followed the devil, go to his house. Whoever followed Jesus, go to his house. Now, who are you following? Don't be deceived. You got to stand before God. Now, watch this. Now, watch how hard it is to go to hell. Watch. I demonstrated that one time. I got to demonstrate again. I got a few minutes. Now, watch how hard it is to go to hell. To go to hell. I said hell. Watch how hard it is to go where?
Hell.
To hell. How hard it is to go to hell. H-E-L-L. It's hard to go to hell. Folk fight to go to hell. What you mean, Reverend Walker? All right. Here, mercy. This right here represents mercy. The mercy of God said, give your life to him. You've got to get rid of mercy. Get out my way. Why are you on your way? To hell? Grace said, I love you. I come to die for you. Get out my way. Got to fight grace to go to hell. Last thing you meet love. Love. So God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever ain't thinking about love, get out of my way. Now you dump over in hell. Ah! Well, you went to hell yourself. You want to go to hell yourself. You got to, now I'm preaching now. Jesus saved. Now you got to fight that. You got to ignore that. That's fighting it. Look what you got to do just to go to hell. What in hell you want? Ain't nothing down there but a heart and fire, hollering, moaning, and groaning throughout each other. What in hell you want? When God came here to die for your sin. You want to go to hell? You think you do. You talk to folk, look at the devil blind. I ain't going to be the only one. You're right, you ain't going to be the only one. They'll tell you, they think that's funny, but it ain't funny. But that's a hell. I don't care what the Jehovah Witness said, that's a hell. God talk about hell more than he does heaven. Read your Bible. There's a living hell. And those who turn down Jesus ain't got nowhere to go but hell. When Jesus came to die for our sin, who you think was standing out there on that cross with nails in his hand? He was sin for us. He became sin that we can be righteous. That means the Father turned his back on him. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God couldn't even look at his own son because he was sin in our place. God turned his back on his own son because he was our sin. He had your sin and my sin on his shoulder. And here you going to fight to go to hell when you can go to heaven and live with Jesus. Lord have mercy. And when a sinner man comes to the house of prayer, what do he come for anyway? Think about it now. What a sinner man come to the house of prayer for? He can't worship God until he give his life to him. He can't worship God. He got to know God first to worship him. Goodness don't get you to heaven. You got to be born again to go to heaven. And it's just simple. If a man believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and confess Jesus with his mouth, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. He is a right now saving God. You ain't got to wait tomorrow to get saved. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Anybody can be saved. Whosoever will, let him come. So you got to be judged too now. If you miss heaven, if you miss Jesus, ain't nowhere for the God to send you but hell. And you ain't got to go. Hallelujah. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I had to get happy with my own preaching, but that's all right. Listen at this now. Don't walk out. You better hear it. If you're lost, give your life to Christ. You can be saved right now. Look at me say it right now. Don't walk out here lost. If you don't want to join this church or be a part of this membership, we'll baptize you and send you where you want. And be just the happiest of lot. All we want you say. All we want you say. You got to die. You see folks leaving here. They going somewhere. Don't be deceived. They going somewhere to stay, buddy. When that house give up on them, that house, this body they live in, that's all. They're living in this house. They got to go somewhere and stay. The real them got to go somewhere and stay. That spirit and that soul got to live somewhere forever. Don't be deceived. You made in the image and the likeness of God, and God can't never die. That means you got a place for us to go, because you can't never die. You got to live somewhere forever. And God came down to die to keep us out of here. You can be saved right now. Would you come right now and give your life to Christ? Will you come now? No, come on now. Come on. Come on, give your life to Christ. Now, don't be ashamed of nobody. Come give your life to Christ. If anybody won't come by Christian experience, you may come by letter. But if you lost, don't walk out here lost. Give your life to Christ. Don't let the devil cheat you out your salvation. Don't let him cheat you out your salvation. Don't let him cheat you out your salvation. Jesus come to die on the cross for you, that you may have a right to the tree of life. Don't let him cheat you out your salvation. Won't you come on? You that need Christ for your personal save, won't you come on? Won't you come on? If you lost, won't you come on? Or whoever, by Christian experience, but if you lost, don't leave him lost. Don't leave him lost. They're coming up again now. Today may be your last day you hear the gospel right now. Maybe your last day. Maybe your last day. I said maybe your last day. We're living in rough time now. It ain't going to get no better. What you see now ain't going to get no better. It ain't going to get a bit better because the Bible told us. You can get killed anytime. You can die anytime. Old folk, young folk, babies, all of them, kick the bucket. God call them when they get ready. So if you die, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You'll be with Jesus throughout eternity when you got a chance right now. Don't let your false religion mess you up, make you think you got another chance. Ain't no more chance. When you leave him, this the chance you got now. Ain't no second chance. Don't let nobody mess you up. Ain't no second chance. This the only chance you got on this side right now that you'll go to heaven. You got to recognize Jesus as your personal Savior and give your life to him. That's what you call born again. Come on now. Come on. Come on. If you need Jesus, come on. You know the Lord talking to you. If you lost, you know the Lord talking to you right now. I guarantee he talking to you. He tell you, won't you give your life to Jesus? What you ashamed of? What you ashamed of? Don't let the devil mess you up. He the one talking to you. Tell you don't move. Stay there. He talking to you. That's not the Lord. But there's another voice there. Won't you go? That's Jesus talking to you. That's the Holy Spirit talking to you there. Now what you waiting on? What you waiting on? The devil telling you wait till tomorrow. Wait till next Sunday. All that kind of job. He make you think about where you got to give up all that stuff, all that. Don't worry about that. Just come. Just come. Work on that later. Just come. Just come. You may be seated. We finna get ready to go now. We finna get out of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Salvation, whosoever will, let him come. Salvation is free. Time is winding up, folks. I'm so excited about it, I mean it. From the depths of my heart, I'll be glad when Jesus comes back and straighten out some of this mess going on around here. I mean that from the depths of my heart. So much of confusion going on in the church now. I'm right, you wrong, all this mess. God gonna straighten this mess out when you get back here. You better stick with the word of God. You better stick with that word. You better stick with that word. All these false Bibles coming out fooling folks. You better stick with the word of God. All right, thank you. Will there be any more? Will there be any more? You better come while you got a chance now. Especially lost folks. We're talking about lost folks now. If you want to come be a part of us, we're glad to have you. Lost, you better give your life to Jesus. Y'all talking about a time. We ain't have no time now. Wait till you get over yonder. Boy, you talking about shouting all over heaven. Lord have mercy. Oh, boy. Sometimes I be riding down the highway. I be talking to the Lord. Vanessa, I be talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, I know you're gonna call me when I get ready, but when you get ready, but sometimes I be wanting to go on home to be with the Lord. I mean, you'll be through with this man. But he called me to preach. I be ready until he said, go. You know my point. It ain't no sin to die if you're going to heaven. Paul said, after from the body is present with the Lord. What do you think about that? No more crying, no more pain, no more heartaches. Boy, nothing but joy. And the Bible said, this little suffering we're going through, it can't be compared to what God got waiting on us. You thought you went through it, so I'm going to tell God how they treat me when I get home. When you get up there, oh, Lord, I'm ashamed. God going to have so much of a blessing for us when we get there. We ain't going to even recognize what we went through. That's what he said. Oh, boy. Y'all better go to heaven. Who all on their way to heaven? Where's your hand? Who all on their way to heaven? Where your hand? Put your hand. You scared? If you scared, now come on down to the front now. If you can't raise your hand, you better come on down here with me. I believe y'all kind of shaky by salvation right here. You didn't hear me. I said, if you going to heaven, raise your hand. Hey, all right then. Baby. Now, if you ain't sure, come give your life to Jesus. Don't be ashamed. That's all. Don't be ashamed. Hey, ain't no joy. I'm something wrong. I hope I get there. No, I'm going there. He done told me. I done what he said. Hey, God can't lie. When you give your life to Jesus, hey, you got your ticket. You got your ticket. He the only ticket. Jesus the ticket. Not Muhammad, Jesus. Not Buddha, Jesus. Not your money, your education, Jesus. Okay, let's go. Where my secretary at? Oh, I can change you up. I'm looking at one secretary after another.
Sister Regina Rogers coming on Christian Experience.
How you doing, baby? I thought you all were really a member around here. I know it, baby. I really know that, really. You know you're saved?
Yes.
Been back.